Ana Popovic is known as the Serbian Scorcher. Her Fender Stratocaster practically spits flames. Ana Popovic grew up playing the blues in Belgrade during the turbulent time of the fall of communism and the dissolution of Yugoslavia. Her furious fretwork and singing brought her to the attention of blues fans first in Europe, then the United States, and today she lives in Memphis. She's just released her 9th album. It's called Can You Stand the Heat? And Ana Popovic joins us now from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So how do you get to the blues in Belgrade?
I grew up listening to that probably before a lot of American kids did. And I grew up listening to blues in my home in Serbia. My dad has a huge collection of records from Delta stuff to Chicago blues and Texas blues and West Coast blues. So I like all shades of blues.
What do you think reached into your soul about the blues?
I would think probably had to be, you know, the beat and musical part. Since I was a kid, I couldn't understand what I was singing about. But I think the whole thing about being so stripped down and naked as in the musical form and the grooves, I guess.
Let's listen to a little bit of blues for Mrs. Pauley.
You go and see my baby. It'll be the last thing you'll ever see. Check this out. The next time you go and hang around my baby, I'm telling you none. It'll be the last place you.
For Mrs. Pauline. So is there a Mr. and Mrs. Pauline?
No, this blues came about as a story of a kid. It's a true story, who was caught being 10 years old in a grocery store stealing a little cake. And his neighbor saw that. She decided she's going to, you know, bail him out. And then she made him work all summer long in her house doing the yard and doing grass and all these things and without giving him nothing for it. And finally, his mother found out that she's been using him and for the simple cookie that costed 10 cents. And this is a rage of a woman just found out that somebody's been mistreating her boy. And I love the story so much. I decided I'm going to write lyrics for this low blues. I think when it's about blues, you got to bring out that or some emotion. You got to find that true, you know, anger in you or whatever that emotion is and bring it out if you want to go deep. But if you listen to it, it's a 6 minutes long slow blues. You're going to find a woman full of rage. You better leave.
When did you leave Serbia?
I went to study jazz in Holland when I was 22. It would probably be 98, if I'm mistaken, 99.
So you were there during some very rough times.
Yes, I was. Yes.
In fact, you were there when NATO warplanes bombed Belgrade.
I was just in Holland at that time.
You were in Holland then?
Yeah. But my family was there, so it was very hard times for us. and my dear friends and my band and all, you know, basically all the people that meant a lot to me. And luckily they're all safe and sound now, but it's been a very frustrating time for them.
Hmm. Now, we'll mention the CD isn't just blues. That you've got soul, rhythm and blues and funk.
Yes.
How much of that Memphis influence might be?
A whole lot. This is why we picked Memphis to actually do the whole thing. That's actually the reason why I'm there for a longer time. Actually, this idea about this CD came from Tony Coleman, who was a drummer of B.B. King for many, many years. And Tony said, well, we got to go back and put on a blues record the way Albert King had it back in the day and Albert Collins. And when you listen to those records, you see they are so groovy and so much influenced by the 70s funk and jam bands that you can't stop shaking your head when you hear that, you know. And nowadays nobody plays like that, but there is a place where people play like that. That's Memphis. And that requires a horn section, and that's what we wanted.
Yourself in every song, don't
you? I do. I do. They're all different sides of me, actually, musically and lyrically. Yes.
I gather you're the mother of two young children.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Is the life on the road and in clubs of a blues musician, is it always a good thing for family life?
I think you gotta, if you want to make it work, you gotta put a family first, on the first place. And I think that's what we try to do. And, you know, my agency knows when I'm traveling with my 10-month-old daughter and a 5-year-old son, and when I'm not. I try to have them not separate from me for more than 6 days. I think it's wonderful for them as well to be around music and to travel, and that's what they are used to since they're born, both of them, and they are really, you know, grow up to be really open-minded and love music and love people. But then we also try to make it really nice for them. And we always have help from our families. It takes a lot of organization, but this is what we do. And I think we are using the times now because they're still young. When they got to go to school full-time, I think I'm gonna cut down on the shows and be more at home with them, which I look forward to as well. However, now we just travel together, and that's what we are used to. And when I'm with them, give them 100% of their mom. So if you ask me how it looks like being on a road, I know every Chuck E. Cheese in the country, and I know every children museum in the States, and I've seen them multiple times. That's while my band is sound checking and doing sound check. I think I love that twist in my life, and I think I got two separate lives at the same time, and I think the combination of two is really what gives me inspiration.
Anna Popovich, her new CD, Can You Stand the Heat? She joined us from New York. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And you can hear a few tracks from Can You Stand the Heat at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.